Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. CopLock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
And that's the plan, Joe. Throw you in the can, Joe.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. Former Alexander City, Alabama police officer Michael Ford pled guilty to a slew of felony charges ranging from incest to sexual abuse and sodomy earlier this month. Ford was arrested on February 1st when allegations of sexual abuse first surfaced. Ford pled guilty to one count of incest, one count of second-degree sexual abuse, three counts of second-degree sodomy, and five counts of sexual abuse of a child less than 12, according to Assistant District Attorney Jeremy Duer. Ford also pled guilty to one count of second-degree theft of property and one count of tampering with evidence. For the counts of second-degree sodomy and sexual abuse of a child, both Class B felonies, Ford could face up to 20 years per count. On the one count of incest and second-degree theft of property, both Class C felonies, the sentencing guideline calls for a minimum of 1 year, 1 day, up to a maximum of 10 years. For the Class A misdemeanors, tampering with evidence and second-degree sexual abuse, the maximum sentence is up to 1 year. Duer said the sentencing hearing has been set for November 1st. In other news, last week, former Houston police officer, accused of raping a handcuffed woman in the back of his patrol car, pled guilty to attempted sexual assault in exchange for 10 years in prison. Aiden Carranza was taken into custody after a brief hearing in front of State District Judge Ruben Guerrero. Carranza worked for the Houston Police Department for 3 years before the attack on June 18th of last year, and likely has other victims. Prosecutors said Carranza responded to a car wreck, handcuffed one of the drivers, put her in the back of his patrol car, then waited for the other driver to leave. After the two were alone, the woman said he raped her in the back seat while in uniform and wearing his gun belt. He then took her to jail for reckless driving. Investigators said DNA and video have confirmed the woman's story. Carranza's attorney said he was hopeful that his client will be paroled in 2 to 3 years. Carranza could also be freed after 6 months if the judge agrees to shock probation, which is sometimes used to scare first offenders straight without making them serve their entire sentence. When he is released, Carranza will be barred from having a police officer's license in Texas for the rest of his life. He will also have to register as a sex offender for the next 20 years. And finally, a Palm Bay, Florida police officer has been charged in a stalking case. Officer Robert Vickers was arrested earlier this month by Palm Bay officers and turned over to Rockledge PD. Vickers has been with the department since 2007, and according to the police, Vickers stalked and harassed a woman. He was given an order not to have contact with her in September, but police said he followed her into a subdivision and approached her. He has been put on administrative leave pending the outcome of an internal review. Are these really the types of people you would trust to protect you? That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll consider just what it is that you are being forced to pay for with your taxation and speak out against the violence and the corruption. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. 'Cause all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.